Motherfucking Freaky Crew podcast up in this bitch. I'm your host, MF. If you don't know what MF means, the low key MF stands for motherfucker. But how I'll make my money is Mind Freak. And it's brought to you by the people over at Julie Land in this bitch. And I'm here with Mr. Avery. Say your name.
Yo.
That ain't your name. Yo. And my co-host for today is the beautiful
Jennifer White.
And she has her finger and her belly button sniffing it in this motherfucker. So
today's supposed to be a secret.
Hey man, I gotta give them a visual. What you doing? So look, everybody's been looking at these pictures that we've been putting on Twitter, and it's hashtag the toilet.
For about a month now, huh?
For about a month, and they have no idea. No idea what this shit consists of. What this shit.
Toilet and shit. Like,
here right. We go again. Toilet and shit.
Right. We're going to have another episode of just talking about shitty things.
Next co-host is going to be the toilet.
So look, as I'm taking a piss in Avery's lodge, that I call it, I'm just thinking about, and I have weird thoughts like this. No, I'm not on drugs, and occasionally I drink, but it's not a problem. So, going in there taking a piss, I'm just thinking of the many superstars, porn girls, models, bitches that's probably strung out downtown LA, homeless. So many of this creep's fucking friends, because this is not my toilet. This is Avery's toilet. Perverted guys like that fucking Mo guy, the average guy, fucking Mo. But I'm just thinking about monster? All the... No, hell no. We're talking about the white guy.
Oh, okay.
Not the nigga. So I'm just thinking of all the people that have been on that toilet. So that's where it came from. It's just the spare of the moment. I took a picture of it, and I'm like, yo, Avery, your toilet, man. He goes, what? Is it overflowing? Did you shit? Do you need toilet paper? Do you need wet wipes? Is there something that you need to do? You want to get a blowjob on the toilet? I can have that arranged.
And I'm like, Jennifer!
How many fucking hot bitches have been on that toilet, man? Give me... your top 10 baddest bitches that's been on that toilet.
Well, first of all, let's be clear. I've lived in this apartment for over 15 years. A lot of girls have come and gone, literally and figuratively. Let's see, top 10.
Top 10 baddest bitches. And I ain't talking about your friends. I'm talking about like people bad that bitches. People would know. Bad bitches. You better speak into that mic.
Bad bitches.
Right.
Phoenix Marie, Bobby Starr. Ash Hollywood, Julie Ashton, Dita Von Teese. Where am I at? Don't point at yourself, Jennifer.
She's trying to get a plug for the toilet.
She's like, show me her tits.
Who else? That was about?
That was like six.
That was six. Yeah. Four.
Tori Black.
Tori Black's been on your toilet. Lexi Bell has been on your toilet.
Aiden Ashley.
Maddie O'Reilly has been on your toilet.
Jada Stevens
been on the toilet. Remy has been on the toilet. Give me some old school names. You said fucking...
like old school would be like Julia Ann, Devin Lane. When she was fucking young. Inari Vox. When Inari Vox was hot.
Has Lisa Ann ever been on that toilet?
No.
No.
Not Lisa Ann. Lisa Ann ain't never came over to the toilet, huh? Oh,
man.
Over to
shame
the
on her.
Now you
shame
got me a whole like her. Thing. Now I'm gonna be like, right. Hey baby, come over to the toilet.
That shit is sponsored by Mind Freak. If you do anything with the toilet, dog, and I'm gonna sign in there. I'm gonna be the second person to fucking sign it. Yep. I'm gonna put sponsored by Mind Freak right there, top. Right at the
and
top.
And what I'm gonna do is from now on, I'm gonna take a picture of the girl on the toilet and send it to you every time.
Yeah.
Every time a girl's on the toilet.
This is an ongoing thing because a lot of people, you know how they go. Okay, we got the booty queen, for instance. That's her throne. But they always call the toilet like the man's throne. But just thinking about the bitches that you had on that toilet. And if you had a... if that toilet could talk. Oh.
First of all, that toilet is fucking high as a kite because of all the drugs that has been done off of it.
God, right.
I've done lines off of the toilet. Good lines. And then, I mean, there's all sorts of weird stuff. I shot a bunch of videos on there with girls masturbating. Right. pictures. Girls fisting themselves. Right. Girls doing all sorts of weird things.
It happened in girls pulling
out bloody tampons out of their pussies.
Right. And people are like thinking that we're super high right now, but this is some real shit.
But I think what I have always... I like shooting girls on toilets. If you look at Julianne, there's tons of pictures. I've always liked the toilet as a prop. I think it's a cool thing. Whether you could, girl sits on it, the girl...
It's so taboo because it's like that's where you empty out your waste.
I have a video. I actually have a video of Sophie D peeing on the in the
squatting. That's another one. Standing now. On Sophie
it,
D
standing mm-hmm. on it and squatting and peeing in the toilet.
Did you take pictures
that's
of that
awesome.
Shit?
Yeah,
you got it. You got to send me that shit. Yeah. I got to see the pee.
I do a like lot super of water yellow? Sports.
Huh? What'd you say?
Oh, I do a lot of water sports stuff too.
Yeah? Yeah. You haven't done it on that toilet yet?
Not yet.
No. You got to hit the toilet. Today, we're going to take a picture of fucking Jennifer White on the toilet. You will be seeing it up on themindfreak.com, julieland.com.
You got me like, I'm going down, like, trip down memory lane here.
I told you, man. Like, you just think about the bitches that's actually sat on your toilet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What about the bitches that you weren't proud of that sat on that toilet?
There's probably more of those. You know what I mean?
Bitch, get out of here.
Exactly. Why are there's you a few in girls, my bathroom? A few girls, like, not, I would say a few girls didn't OD on it, but really got fucked up and like were right. throwing up over, like,
give me a,
worshiping it.
That toilet right there that these people have been seeing pictures of. Give me a horror story of that toilet.
I won't name names because I'd get in trouble and I wouldn't, nah, it wouldn't be nice. But there was a certain girl last year who did way...
Last year, so that's 2014.
Did a little too much drugs.
Drugs, a little bit too much like that. That means coke, heroin, speed,
all
PCP.
The above, all at the same time,
something.
Much.
Okay, go ahead, because we're going to give these people... No, they're going to probably know who it is.
She just threw a temper tantrum and then like lost her mind. And then I just told her, would you come out of the bathroom? Let's just finish this up. And... Next thing you know, she was on the floor crying her eyes out and was like, it's the end of the world. I was like, calm the fuck down.
That ain't no horror story. That's every day on a fucking porn set.
Right.
The fuck?
I want to hear about you see that shit every time you shoot.
Right. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't
want
to do this anymore.
Hey, bitch.
Yeah, that ain't a horror story. That's pretty common.
Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm talking about some shit. Well, that's probably horror to you, but that's every day for me.
Yeah.
Some shit that would be like, damn, that's fucked up. Or no, that's crazy. Really.
Luckily, nothing
too. Have you gotten a blowjob on that toilet?
Yes. Of course.
He said, shit. Duh. I suck my old dick on that toilet.
Oh, shit.
Hey, what do you think? I got the Dyson vacuum cleaner right next to the door.
I suck my own dick up in this motherfucker.
No,
toilet.
But you know, like, you've been around. I don't think...
Have multiple girls sucked your dick on that toilet?
Yeah. No. Honestly, like I always say, I've been blessed. Let's knock on wood, though.
That's not wood. That's fake stuff.
I know. Nothing really limited. Crazy to, you know, scary crazies ever happened. Most
nobody,
of stuff,
nobody is like,
have you been fucked
on
that
toilet? Have you fucked on that
no,
toilet?
No, not on that toilet.
You never fucked in that?
I have an upstairs toilet for that.
No, we're talking about this one. Because the upstairs, that's fucking ugly. Because that's where you shit at.
Well, the one upstairs isn't the toilet. Yeah. This one is the toilet.
Right.
So you got to do everything.
Have you ever
on
had sex
one.
On a toilet?
Yes.
Okay.
So you stay getting fucked by toilets. I knew that. That's fucking. Have you ever.
I'm trying to think, like, you got me, like, thinking, like, all these different things that the different things that have happened there, the different girls. But I can't name names, but some funny things.
We don't want to hear names. We don't put like what happens on the toilet stays in the toilet.
Yeah,
flush
exactly.
it on down. Get it on down. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't worry about that.
A couple of girls have done like a good amount of ecstasy.
What the fuck is the ecstasy?
I'm sorry.
A good amount of girls have done ecstasy. Is that
and,
the new ecstasy
you know,
nowadays?
A lot of weird things.
Call
have done
it Molly.
Weird. No, there was ecstasy, not Molly. Molly's
right.
different.
I don't get the difference. Maybe we should do an episode about drugs.
I know
drugs.
The difference.
I know nothing about drugs.
All right, so ecstasy versus... We're so fucking ADD. We always get sidetracked. What's the difference between ecstasy and Molly? I don't know.
Molly is pure
MDMA. MDMA.
Okay. Yep.
And ecstasy could be a mixture of MDMA with a bunch of other crap.
Yep. You got
so
your
you're most likely to die
with
from ecstasy
of...
than Molly.
No.
It's.
I know nothing about drugs.
This motherfucker knows everything.
I actually wanted to be a pharmacist for a while, so I know quite a bit about.
So, if I was to take a drug for feel good, what would you recommend, ecstasy or Molly?
a feel good. Molly. Well, that's more of like a party feel good, but
right, because I'm gonna party. I want to party. I would say
do a combo of both.
God damn, this bitch trying to get in. You never mix. No, no, no. Right,
just do you some mix. Molly. Just do some Molly with
do
your
some Molly.
See, but it's Molly totally different. Girl, Molly is like mellow. The
happiest guy in the world.
Yeah.
See, Molly for me is it's kind of unpredictable. Like, that's why I say to
I'll get a alcohol.
Couple of the, yeah, I don't even fuck with that shit anymore. I'm not a big drinker, so.
Well, I don't do anything.
I get horny and want to fuck.
When you're drunk?
When I drink, yeah.
What do you like to drink?
I get horny and want to fuck sober.
Yeah, right. Fucking freak. Beer makes me want to punch a bitch while I fuck them.
Right.
It's like a rough, like, bitch, I'm about to give it to you.
I never liked beer.
Apple cider beer is what I'm into now. Gotta have the sweet stuff. Or, like, if I'm out, I get a shot of Hennessy and a Corona, and I'm cool. You know what I mean? I just set the tone.
Do you like Fireball?
No.
No?
I used to. A buddy of mine that got out of prison, we were drinking fucking Fireball, and I thought that shit was the greatest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. And then I went to San Diego, and I had, like, these two big-ass mixed drinks that was, like, a pint of whatever the fuck they mixed. And then we started doing Fireball shots. And then we started doing Patron shots. And then we went to the hookah bar. So next thing you know, I'm calling fucking Earl at 3 o'clock in the morning. So I said, Fireball is a bitch. Even though I can't blame it directly on Fireball, I'm like, oh, my God, it was really bad.
Right. Well, really bad. Someone recommended to do the Angry Orchard, you know,
Fireball mix?
Yeah, you know, the cider beer or whatever that they have.
I like Angry Orchard.
Mixed with Fireball.
I'm going to try that.
I forget what it's supposed to taste like, but then they do the, have you ever had horchata?
Yeah, horchata. I'm from LA, of course.
So,
what, Fireball?
It's not exactly horchata. It's like that type of flavor. It has alcohol in it too, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and of then, course. Cinnamon.
Yeah, and mix that with the Fireball. It's supposed to taste like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's crazy.
Did you ever do the drink tequila and like Mountain Dew? You ever do that?
No, I haven't.
Go-go juice?
It's like from the barrio.
Have you ever had, what the fuck is that, Adios?
No. Adios, motherfucker?
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
Have you guys ever had L.A. Dirty Water?
No.
What's that?
What's that?
It's a whole bunch of shit in one drink, but two of those, you're on the fucking moon. Mm. An Incredible Hulk, which is hypnotic and
Hennessy.
That shit is fucking disgusting.
I don't. Yeah. It's so weird. I hardly drink any alcohol anymore. I'm not a big drinker rare.
I like wine now because it's that feel good, smooth.
Yeah.
When you drink it, you know what I mean. Like it makes you want to make love and really fuck. But like hard liquor. Makes you, I will just pound a bitch all night long.
I drink, it's
tequila
weird.
Tequila makes me angry.
I drink champagne these days mostly, and it's weird.
I don't like the bubbles.
I used to hate champagne. I think it's the last 5 years.
I don't like the bubbles. I'm like, fuck champagne. That shit. Like, because, you know, most of the time when I drink that shit, I bounce around because, you know, I'm a happy person, and I should just start burping and shit.
A bottle of Cristal to Missy Stone.
I like that shit. Yeah. I like that.
I brought it to Missy Stone's New Year's party.
Now, have you ever got drunk on a toilet, just sat there and continued drinking on the toilet?
I think I was already drunk by that time and then kept drinking on the toilet. And then
just tip a motherfucking bottle on a toilet.
Probably.
Just kept sipping on your drink while you was on the toilet and shit?
Probably.
Have you ever ate a meal while on the toilet?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yep.
You know how disgusting that is?
It is really fucking disgusting.
The first time I did it, I'll never fucking forget. I come home from school.
But I was drunk as fuck, so.
No, I was super young. Came home from school, super, super hungry. And my stepdad walks in on me, because we had like a bathroom that he wanted to use. Mm-hmm. And he walks in. He goes, are you eating? I'm like, yeah. He said, and shitting. So, yeah, couldn't wait. And he goes, I will never forget the time that you were eating chili spaghetti and shitting at the same time. He goes, how the fuck do you do that? And I'm like, shit, it was easy. I've never done it other than that moment. I don't know what happened to me that day, but I was just out of basketball practice. I'm like, fuck this shit. I'm about to about to go ahead and just eat. So we're going to wrap this up. But
the toilet. Quickly, the toilet. I just want to say one thing about the toilet. So,
and this is Richard Avery's toilet, yeah, by the way, people.
So we'll start. I'll start sending you pics, and we'll start. We'll see where this goes. You have me like kind of excited about this. Together, we can do something funny.
But just think about
I'm
it.
I'm excited about it.
Think about it when you were a kid, and how many people sat on your toilet, and you wish you were able to see how their pussies looked.
Yeah.
By sitting on that toilet, if like a toilet seat was a but under you, and you look at that pussy from the toilet.
I also feel like I want to work up a list. If I can come up with a list of just all the people.
Now you're going to be intrigued. Every time you go in there and piss, you're going to be like, "Who? What other bitch was on this toilet?" And yeah, every time you go in the bathroom, you're going to think about me. Watch.
You got to make a list.
You. Yeah, I'm just thinking like, I don't know. You got me thinking whether like the video stuff or the pictures or whatever. I don't know. You got me thinking
about it. Now you're going to be digging for toilet shit. Not toilet shit, but you know, shit toilet that things shit. That happen on the toilet.
Come up with it. Just something. I don't know. You have me thinking. And I have to.
Hashtag the toilet, everybody.
Hashtag the toilet.
I'm going to be like, yeah. If something's, do we, like, I'm thinking how we term that term. Like, if something's really cool, it's the toilet. Do we like, or is it something that's bad, we say it's the toilet?
Yeah, the toilet. Because you got another hot bitch that just walked in over here.
Yeah.
Come on over here, hot bitch.
Hello.
Don't be breathing on my mic like this. Have you sat on that toilet in there?
Uh-huh.
You sat on it. Have you taken pictures on that toilet? No. Be honest.
No.
You haven't taken pictures? Any video?
No.
Have you taken a shit in that man's toilet yet?
No.
Okay. So.
I've never taken a shit in my life.
Tell everybody.
I'm a lady.
That's bullshit. We got another lady that's sitting right here. Tell everybody who you are.
I am Sovereign Sire.
Sovereign Sire.
What's your name?
Have you ever met this chick?
No.
Oh, man.
Jennifer White?
Yeah. She knows you.
I definitely know your name.
I'm a lesbian.
You guys are going to go and sit on the toilet together, and I'm going to go and take a picture of this shit.
Fuck yeah.
So, plug your show.
Quite literally.
Yeah. Plug your show.
Oh, I have a show called Observations, and it comes out every Tuesday on Julie Land.
Right. You're part of Julie Land Universe.
I am. I'm part of the Julie Land Universe.
So you're going to have to be a part of the real Julie Land Universe and sit your ass on that toilet. You got to go sit on that toilet and find the wall.
I'm going to go. I got to go look up now that. I got to go look up thetoilet.com now. Dog.
No, that's Avery's toilet.
Avery's toilet.
Okay. Avery's toilet. Buy that shit. And we'll just go with it.
Okay.
We'll go with it. And we'll have conversations of fucking girls that sat on a toilet.
I'm telling you, if I can make a blog for Mr. Ken Brockton, I can make a blog for the Avery's toilet.
Right. Do you think that this would be a good blog?
I think it would be hilarious.
The toilet.
Yeah, I think it would be hilarious.
And the toilet has the toilet will write its own blogs.
It would be hilarious.
Right.
The toilet will write blogs.
We're all gonna write blogs
of
the toilet.
Have you seen that episode of Bob's Burgers where the kid finds the electronic toilet like in the woods?
No.
And falls in love with it.
Oh, it's no. Like,
what show is it?
Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers.
Oh,
it's
nice.
The creators that did The Simpsons, I think.
Yeah, it's gotcha. Like, this episode where one of the kids like finds a toilet, like a luxury toilet, like in the woods, and it's like
crazy.
Electronic. And
yeah.
Then like, it starts talking to him and gets to know him. It's like, hello, Gene.
Hello, Gene.
Would you like me to play you a song?
Oh my
God. Would you like to sit on the toilet so I can create your unique profile, Gene?
Oh my God.
Like, he has like this relationship with toilets.
That
is
hilarious.
So fucking awesome. Yeah. So I thank you for giving your input on the toilet. Will you take a picture of me on the toilet?
Of you?
Yeah.
Or what?
Sure. I gotta get on the toilet too. You know what I mean? I'm gonna sit there with my shirt on. Even though it's supposed to be off. No, I'm just sitting there. Just sitting there.
If you get a picture of him on the toilet with a shirt on, fucking that's amazing.
Right. No, I'm gonna take it right now. We're gonna fucking take it.
Fucking
so I'm gonna wrap this shit up. Hashtag the toilet. Now you know this is gonna be an ongoing series of fucking toilet pics, and there will be a story behind it. Next time you take a shit and you flop down and you're on your toilet, think of me. Think of Mind Freak.
I know.
Next time, I know. You're thinking about how you're going to take this picture right now. Next time you want to flop, think of your bro, Mind Freak. And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram. And while this bitch is flopping on her toilet, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at @xJenniferWhiteX. And my website will be up very soon. And that will be
X-Jennifer2weeks.
Very soon.
Word. And we're sponsored by Julie Land in this bitch and
the toilet.
X-Jennifer1X.com.